وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
شیخ قاسم محمدی.
اعوذ بالله من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم و به نستعین و صلی الله علی محمد و اهل بیت الطیبین الطاهرین. اللهم صل علی محمد و آل محمد و عجل فرجهم. Dear brothers and sisters, السلام علیکم و رحمت الله و برکاته. You're listening to IRIB English Radio and this is for humanity. We've been talking about the necessity and the fact that it's very important and necessary to talk about the reality of human beings. And we talked about the importance of this issue from a rational point of view. We said that when we want to see whether a sort of knowledge is important and necessary to be known by human being or not, the way to recognize and to distinguish a worthy topic for being known and a topic that is not worthy of being known is to see whether lacking that knowledge harms you or not, or the amount that you may lose if you don't acquire that knowledge. And we said that maybe one of the most important or the most important topic that we have to no, otherwise we're going to lose a lot, is to know about humanity. And we said that the main cause of most human problems is the lack of this view being ingrained and established in human beliefs and practice. If this point of view, being knowing about humanity and, you know, actually a right understanding of humanity is established in humans in an individual way and also in a social way in their societies, we will undoubtedly witness a better world. And the Quran and the traditions always try to deepen this belief in human beings. So you can see the other side that is using the wrong understanding of human beings, the shaytan and the tawaqit, they seek to weaken this belief in humans, or by completely denying the spiritual realm of man with various methods, from various philosophical schools to some secular sciences. You know, they try their best to consider man as a one-dimensional being, for example. And from that point, you know, the deviation starts. Let me give you one example from science. The evolution, the atheists, actually evolutionists, that are, as the technical term goes, physicalists, they consider human being to has just a material dimension to it, to him or to her. And they do not accept anything called the soul, and they have they even consider the introspective perceptions such as consciousness, etc., to be the product of millions of years of evolution of the primitive forms of life. So according to them, man is a sort of byproduct of evolution, and man has no special goal or purpose. Rather, indeed, the whole universe lacks goal and purpose. Now, a person who is going to experience life with such a view and such a worldview and such understanding of human being, whether in a sort of individual arena or in the social arena, let's say that he is about to make a decision, a very important decision for millions, you know, for a country, for a nation. for example, to make a decision for starting a war or to make and use chemical or biological weapons. Can you imagine how such a belief would affect the decisions of such a person? Okay, so inshallah, we're going to have a very short break and we're going to continue our discussion.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back to For Humanity. We've been talking about the necessity of the topic of understanding man and how important and necessary this topic is. So when a person becomes one-dimensional, his or her values are different from a person who considers another dimension to human being, which is a spiritual dimension. Their goals are different. Their personal and social life plan to achieve those goals and purposes will also be different. So inshallah, in future programs and in this program also, inshallah, we're going to deal with the reality and the man, you know, the reality of man and what really man is or human being is. Of course, from the Quranic and traditional perspective. And on the other hand, we're going, inshallah, to talk about the other understandings or alternative understandings that exist there that are not coming from a monotheistic or divine nature and, you know, origin. Inshallah, we're going to talk about all those schools and those other alternatives that talk about the nature of human being and the reality of human beings as well. So before getting into the bulk of our discussion, let's first take a look at a sort of roadmap of our discussions, and inshallah we're going to start the main issue. Firstly, we're going to talk about the reasons that we can get from the Quran and the traditions which emphasize on the importance of studying man's nature. So we already take a look at why it is important and it's necessary for us to take a look at, you know, this topic of humanity, but from a sort of rational point of view. But inshallah, we're going to talk about the reasons that we can get from the Quran and the traditions that are talking about the importance and the necessity of this topic as well. And this way, inshallah, we're going to have a sort of strong reason in order for continuing our discussions and our study about human nature and about the reality of human nature. We're going, inshallah, to also talk about the two-dimensionalness of human being, that human being in the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the traditions of the Holy Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, has been depicted as having two dimensions to it, unlike, you know, those schools that do not recognize any other aspect and dimension for humanity other than its material dimension. Shall we go and talk about the fact that the human soul is a manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reality? Inshallah, we're going to talk also about the even the material aspect of human being based on the Quran and the traditions. We're going, inshallah, to talk about the creation of human being as depicted in the Quran, and also this, you know, the spiritual dimension of human being as talked about in the Quran as well. And there are other issues that, inshallah, we're going to talk about in the coming session. That will be all for today's discussion. Inshallah, we're going to continue our discussion in the next episode of For Humanity. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. اللهم صل على محمد وآله.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله.